Module 14, How to Make Massive Change with Wisdom. There are many definitions of wisdom, but the one that most people would relate to would probably be that a wise person has the ability to know the difference between an action that will provide a better life from one that would not. Choice, then, would be a prerequisite to wisdom. Not choice alone, but choosing the thing that will provide a better outcome. When a choice is made that upsets the way things are, then you run headlong into change. And therein lies the rub. Change can be upsetting. The wise person knows that there are always choices available for just about everything. The choices that you make put you on the road that you will wind up on. Choose mediocrity, and you'll have a mediocre life. Reach for the stars, and who knows, you may well wind up covered in stardust. Every successful person can look back and say to themselves, it's the choices that I made that put me here, and the choices you made put you in the place that you are at present. Are you happy with where you are? If so, you made the right choices, the wise choices. Are you unhappy with where you are? If so, you made the wrong choices, the thoughtless, foolish choices in some cases. Think now for just a moment. Consider the major decisions that you've made in your life, things that you chose that relate to business, relationships, or raising money, or perhaps raising a family. Also, there are family decisions, not to forget them. Choices within the family. There are health decisions, investment decisions, and decisions that seemed minor at the time you made them, but that reached into your future and had a major effect on your life. Think how those choices would have been different if you had considered all aspects, both positive and negative and neutral. When you decided to do, to marry, to go into business, to invest, to move, to start, or to change something in your life, think how those choices would have been different if you had considered all aspects. Change is growth. To prove this, reverse it. Growth is change. Can you even imagine something growing without changing? All growth is change. Everything is constantly changing. Is that good or bad? Well, that depends entirely on the attitude of the individual. Say that you're going through a transitional time in your life and you're not sure about what to do. It's a major turning point. Whatever you decide will affect the rest of your life, as well as the lives of other people, some of whom you know and some of whom you do not yet know. You must determine whether this change will be a benefit for you and for your loved ones. There will be an effect on your future, even if you do nothing. If you do nothing, things will continue as they are. Now think about that. Do you want things to continue as they are? Look at your current situation in two ways, from a positive perspective and then from a negative perspective. A wise person looks at all sides and then considers the consequence of their action. Imagine the present continuing as it is now. But sense yourself accepting conditions. Imagine yourself seeing the positive nature of all the things that are disturbing at the present time. Imagine the way things will be if you allow them to continue with no changes. What are the positive aspects of that eventuality? Next, view the negative side of the things that disturb you at present. Imagine your circumstances if you allow them to continue the way they are now. What will be the outcome of the continuation of the negative side of the things that disturb you? Now think back to a period in the past when the problems that you're looking to resolve first developed. Was your viewpoint different then? Do the things that disturbed you then leave you unconcerned today? Have you yourself changed? Change is growth. If you have changed, consider the fact that you may have matured and outgrown your old needs. Project yourself into the future. Imagine what would it be like with an entirely different situation. Will you be happy with this new situation? Would your loved ones be happy with this new situation? Change involves establishing new patterns and breaking the old. An established pattern or habit, it's comforting because it's familiar. Even when there are unwelcome results, it's easy to attach yourself to comfort. In addition, familiarity brings a measure of security. You feel secure because you know the territory. Repetition of any activity breeds familiarity. When you do a job you're familiar with, it becomes routine. Routine is comforting because you know what's ahead. Just as a child who undergoes constant change and growing awareness requires a familiar object about at all times, so does the adult. The only difference is in the type of object. It takes a great deal of maturing before the child is willing to let go of the familiar object. It doesn't matter in the least that the object may be an old towel or a doll that's unwashed, smelly, scratchy, and full of lumps. What does matter is that it's familiar, and that's comforting. Any attempt to remove the familiar before the child is willing to let go leads to chaos. But if you allow the child to develop to a point where the letting go becomes a plateau of growth, then you'll see a beneficial crossroads in the life of the youngster. We all have security blankets that we hang on to with fists of iron. Fearful of letting go of the familiar, we accept the controlling routine of things that someone outside might see as unacceptable. The outsider, not understanding that the seemingly negative experience represents security, will come up with false conclusions. Lacking information, the outsider cannot possibly understand what's going on. Even the person with the problem may not realize that the situation is necessary, that it represents the security of the familiar. Most of us attribute to outside agencies the forces that direct us to failure or success. When we feel that we have no control over these forces, then change becomes a throw of the dice. Not wanting to gamble on change and perhaps lose the security of the familiar, we remain in the comforting place known as the status quo, the existing state of affairs. Actually, there's no sense in worrying about or concentrating on past mistakes, for given the same information and the same you of that time, you'd find that if you could relive the event, you'd do it the same way and the same thing all over again. The reason you're seeing it as an error is that you've grown and are more mature. You're no longer the same person you were then. Look at things not as mistakes, but as guideposts, showing you the way to a better place. See all things as experience. Your mistakes are only things that didn't work. Learn from them. The only way for you to know what works is to do. If something doesn't work, it's up to you not to do it that way again. Keep at it until you discover what does work. Persistence is the key. Here's how we ensure wise decision making. Meditate, and then take a quantum jump into a universe where your twin self has made the decision that you're not sure of. Jump into the universe where a year has passed after the decision has been made. What were the consequences? Quantum jumping can be an extremely valuable resource in your decision-making bag of tricks. Use it often. Go to a twin self who's happy about the change. Then go to a different twin self who's unhappy about the change. The information that you receive could be very valuable. Thank you.